This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 5th September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel, with mild temperatures making it pleasant to be outside. In Jerusalem, skies are mostly clear. Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze, while Haifa enjoys a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Iran may be preparing a coordinated attack on Israel. The involvement could include Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and pro-Iranian groups in Iraq. Also, Walla News stated earlier this hour that the U.S. attacked three Iranian oil tankers. This was in response to missile launches at American ships. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. is tightening its economic blockade on Iran. This involves actions against financial institutions that help Tehran evade sanctions. Separately, JNS notes from earlier today that Israel's capture of a Hamas security chief in Gaza sends a strategic message. Israel aims to change the rules without escalating to full-scale war. And finally, I-24 News covered earlier events of blasts near Iran's Karg Island. An Iranian oil tanker was hit by a missile, reportedly causing no casualties. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted a statement from Iran's foreign ministry. They claim U.S. sanctions threaten international law and reject lawlessness and crude bullying. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted Hakim Jeffries' condemnation of anti-Semitism. Jeffries called out Hassan Piker by name on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, shared that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in certain Israeli products. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from the Jerusalem Post, tensions are rising as Israel braces for a possible coordinated assault. Iran's potential involvement with its regional allies could significantly escalate the conflict. Such actions might disrupt regional stability and provoke international responses. Turning to the U.S. military actions discussed by Walla News, the U.S. Central Command confirmed strikes on Iranian tankers following missile threats to their vessels. This move underscores the heightened military tensions between the U.S. and Iran in the Gulf, affecting global oil markets. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals the U.S.'s strategy to choke Iran economically. By targeting financial networks aiding Iran, the U.S. seeks to intensify pressure on Tehran. This could further isolate Iran economically and politically on the world stage. Now, regarding the arrest in Gaza reported by JNS, Israel's capture of Hamas's security chief, Moeen al-Arabid, highlights a shift in tactics. Israel aims to undercut Hamas's operational capabilities without resorting to broader conflict. This action could deter future aggression from Gaza. Finally, I-24 News reported on the missile attack near Karg Island. This incident highlights the ongoing vulnerability of Iran's oil infrastructure. Such attacks could impact Iran's oil exports, a crucial aspect of its economy. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that the Abu Rida family home near Nablus remains under siege. The ongoing blockade by settlers and IDF soldiers marks nearly a month, raising tensions and calls for international intervention. Separately, Walla Business highlights a move to open the market for sheep cheese. The Israeli government is abolishing tariffs to promote competition and lower consumer prices. And finally, Globes notes that gasoline prices in Israel are set to drop significantly. This follows the finance minister's order to cut excise, offering some relief to Israeli consumers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.